Hi, I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I want to give you some no BS hiring advice that's going to help you in your salary negotiations with candidates. This is one of the hardest lessons to get, but I can prove it to you. Here's the lesson. It's not facts that always win the day. It's emotions that do. Let me prove it to you. For those of you who smoke, or for those of you who are smokers, factually, you know that smoking isn't healthy for you, right? And you know at some point that if you continue to smoke, you'll put yourself in a situation where you're going to suffer a lot, your health is going to suffer tremendously, and maybe smoking or the impact of smoking will kill you. These are the facts. Yet millions of people, tens of millions of people, continue to smoke. Why wouldn't that same lesson extend itself to a salary negotiation? We all, whether it's third-party recruiter or corporate recruiter, spend a lot of time with the factual element of why someone should take a job. We spend less time with the emotional element, and we need to shift that some. Now, I want to be clear. You're not going to persuade someone to take $20,000 less by dealing with their emotions. You know, the likelihood of that is real slim for most middle management professionals. However, you can entice them to join if your offer is close to ideal by talking with them about their relationship with the manager, particularly after the interview. If the manager does things that cause the candidates to enjoy them, to have fun with them, and you know, if you think this is all stuff that works only in startups, let me correct you. This works in any organization. The hiring manager has a key role in the salary negotiation, not because he or she is negotiating it, but because they're creating an image in the candidate's mind of being someone that they'll want to work for, because they're fun, they're upbeat, they're someone that they can learn a lot from while they're doing this job. You need to impress upon your hiring managers their contribution to the hire, so that in this way, when you get down to the close, you can spend time on the emotional aspects of this and not just on the factual ones. This is Jeff Alpin. Hope you found this helpful. If you didn't, you're watching on YouTube, share it, leave a comment, click the like button, but do something that lets people know it was worthwhile. Then go over to thebiggamehunter.us and go exploring, because I have a lot of content there that you can watch, listen to, or read that'll help you find your next employee more quickly. And obviously, if it's not obvious, I apologize for assuming that it is, I'd love to help you with staffing. Reach out to me at jeffalpin@thebiggamehunter.us. Let's set up a time to speak. I'd love to help you fill positions. Finally, if we're not already connected on LinkedIn, send me a connection request at linkedin.com/in/thebiggamehunter. I accept connection requests from people worldwide, except if you look like a scammer or spammer, I don't accept them from third-party recruiters. Oh, lastly, follow my firm at the name is The Big Game Hunter Incorporated. Follow it on LinkedIn. You'll get notices whenever I do a new YouTube video. This is Jeff Alpin. Have a great day. Take care.